The Omahi North Esikatu Traditional Area, Nana Kobinan Ketia, have called on educational institutions to use books written by Ghanaians to teach for the youth to understand issues around them. He said books authored by local people on Ghanaian culture, values and morals, telling the story about who Ghanaians are, as a people must be encouraged by all. The Omahi made the appeal during a book launch in Accra, authored by the Minister of Education, Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman, titled, Who Told the Most Incredible Story?
One of the things some of us believe in is that there's a whole literature out there that if we stock our universities with, it will make a change in the way we think. The problem with Africa has been the way we think. And some of us think that there might not be enough literature out there that can really teach us about ourselves. 99 or 95% of the books that we use come from a particular culture. And at the end of the day, the books affect our minds. And just as I always say, you're young and you start reading Pussycat, and then all of us want to go to England to go and shake the hand of the Queen. What have I got to do with her? Nothing, except the language that was imposed on me. But now we are using that language to also express ourselves because we don't have any option at the moment. And I think that one of the most beautiful things that I've ever seen is listen to my good daughter, Professor Nana Opokuagyeman. I like dropping the name. Professor Nana Opokuagyeman, listen to her on various occasions. I know the thoughts that go into her mind and so on. And I feel sad. Nana, I must confess that you're a minister. But people see as a politician. I don't. And when the dance was going on, I said, oh my God, Ghana is a beautiful place. If only we didn't have the politicians.
Professor Nana Jane Opokuagyeman said her aim is to simplify thousands of Ghanaian stories in about 45 stories to read and understand.
When I started, I didn't even have in mind writing a book. I was just satisfied getting stories for my children and encouraging them to listen, to understand, to ask questions, to learn to read. So that was the first motivation. And then, of course, I extended it to my students too. So they also need to read, they need to learn, they need to understand. And if we can read things that are very close to us, understanding is easier. And that is what learning should be. Learning should be joyful. It shouldn't be painful. Sometimes it is because the medium through which we are being taught is difficult for us. And the images and the items in the text are difficult for us to understand. For example, if you ask most of the learners at the SHS, if you ask them in English, in the English subject, what is it that their greatest difficulty is? A lot of them talk about summary, and you want to understand why, and comprehension. So you need to see that is stopping them from performing well in these. And a lot has to do with the language itself. It has to do with the vocabulary. It has to do with things that they cannot directly relate to. So by saying that those students haven't done well, we are the ones who haven't done well. We have not been able to meet them. And if we are able to meet them, they will do well.